never was the bankruptcy of a circus so fortuitous to a city. Not only did they pick up what would become a major attraction, they got a zoo to boot. And it all came at a rock-bottom price. How the deal went down is today's edition of The American Countryside.
All in together now, we can make it better now. Come on, can we do it?
Yeah, you know that we can.
We'll rope it up,
cause we know how to jump.
We'll roll it out,
cause we know how to skate.
We'll cut it down,
cause we know what to eat.
We'll swap it out,
we eat healthy stuff.
Well, can we do it?
Yeah, you know that we can.
Can we do it?
Yeah, you know that we can.
Come on.
Today's
come
a good on. Day to grab your kids and hang out with them for an hour. Dance, walk, play a sport, or cook a healthy meal. Because just moving a little and eating better every day can help make you and your child healthier.
Can we do it?
Yeah, you know that we can.
We'll ball it up,
cause we know how to hoop.
We'll mess around,
cause we know how to play.
We'll drop it down,
cause we know how to dance.
We'll veg it up,
veg it up. Veggie night and day.
Can we do it?
Search We Can online to find doable tips and activities that you can use every day to keep you and your kids healthy. Remember, that's We Can. A message from the Ad Council, HHS, and NIH's We Can program.
In the 1880s, the American Panoramic Company was commissioned to create a campaign poster for General John Logan. But Logan passed away just as the mammoth 42 feet tall and nearly 360 feet long painting of the Battle of Atlanta was completed. As Yakima Robinson explains, another company saw an opportunity to make money from the giant.
Traveling Circus took it off their hands on consignment. They had this great idea about touring the country and making bundles of money to later purchase it to make it their own. Unfortunately, in its essence, their first mistake was their worst mistake, and that was determining their travel route.
Remember, this was a painting of General Logan, a Union commander, and his successful conquest of the city of Atlanta.
They decided they were going to tour the South first and then head back up north. As you can only imagine, no one in the South at that time wanted to see a painting about the defeat of the South.
The circus company went bankrupt while touring Atlanta. An auction of the assets was held here, and Ernest Woodruff of Coca-Cola fame stepped in to purchase the painting.
He purchased the painting from an auction that was hosted by the traveling circus not too far from here on Prior Street. He made the purchase at $1,134. As an incentive of the purchase, he received the number of the animals that were left over from the circus.
Those animals became a part of the city's first zoo, and the painting is today a major attraction, Atlanta's Cyclorama. The two sat adjacent in Grant Park. But what exactly is the Cyclorama? And how did Clark Gable wind up in it? It's next time, as we travel the countryside. In Atlanta, Georgia, I'm Andrew McCrae.